श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहना ववतु सहना भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Okay, let's please come to lie down on your backs. Rest for one back and one breath in a comfortable, relaxed Shavasana-like position. And then before we begin the pranayama practices, we'll start with the lying down sequences, beginning with Tadaki Mudra. Please draw your legs together, palms flat on the side, flat on the floor by your sides. Inhale the arms over your head to the floor behind you. And we'll breathe here three times. One. Two, your arms are shoulder width apart, the toes are a little pointed. Lengthen the exhale on three. Inhale, reach out from the armpits. Exhale, the hands down by your sides onto the floor. Please bend your knees so your feet are flat on the floor, no closer than your fingertips. Turn the outer edge of your hand on the floor. Scoot your shoulder blades together. Chin is a little bit down. Pull the lower belly lightly in and inhale, lift your hips up in the air. Doesn't matter how high they go, doesn't have to be super high. You can push your heels down a little, leaning to your upper back and shoulders. Stay here and breathe through your nose. One, two, three, four, and five. Slowly lay your spine to the floor and spread your scapula apart, the shoulder blades, and put your palms flat on the floor. Push your lower back a little down, coming into a pelvic tuck. Exhale your breath and lift your head and shoulders up. Look at your navel. You can also do Mula Bandha here, which is quite a good thing to do in this position. One, two, three, four, and five. Rest the head down, turn your palms up, straighten your legs out just for one breath. Slow breath into the belly, and a slow breath out. Pavana Muktasana Kriya, draw your legs together, palms flat on the floor. Bend your knees so your feet are flat on the floor. The legs can be together now. Do a little pelvic tuck so your lower back comes towards the floor. Pull your right knee in towards your chest. Interlace your fingers around the front of your shin or behind your thigh. And push your shin forward into your hands until your arm comes straight. With the lower back pushing gently down, extend your left leg out onto the floor. And now relax the leg in towards your chest. You can flex your right foot, point your left toe. Breathe here, lengthening through the front of your left hip flexor. And now exhale and touch your head up towards your knee. Breathe. One, you can also do Mula Bandha here. Two, three, four, five. Rest your head down. Push your shin forward into your hands. Your elbows come straight. Bend your left knee so your foot cuts onto the floor. Rest your right foot next to your left foot. Left knee bends into the chest. Interlace your fingers around your shin. Push your shin forward into your hands till your lower back comes to the floor. Lightly extend your right leg out. And relax your left knee in towards the chest. Flex your left foot, point the right toes. So these are all simple asanas that you can do before you begin the pranayama practices with your students. Sometimes if we move the body in a few different deliberate ways, it's easier to sense the flow of the breath when we begin the practices. Pull the lower belly in, exhale your head towards your leg. So because most of you are familiar with these poses, it's okay for you to do Mula Bandha here, but that's not a cue that you need to give to your beginning students. 3, 4, tighten your right leg a little. 5, rest your head down. Push your shin forward, lower back down, bend your right knee, relax your left foot next to your right foot, turn your palms to face up, straighten your legs, relax for one breath. Okay, so with either your legs straight or your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, we'll begin the abdominal breathing. If you like, you can come into a little pelvic tuck. Make sure your chin is a little bit down. Your tongue is resting on the roof of the mouth. One hand on top of your navel, the other hand on top of that hand. Slow breathing. Inhale, the belly rises. Exhale, the belly relaxes down. Inhale, the belly rises, breathing in for 5. Exhale for 5. Inhale, 5. Exhale, 5. Inhale. Exhale. Sense the movement of the diaphragm. As you inhale, the diaphragm flattens down. As you exhale, the dome of the diaphragm rises up. One more inhale. And exhale. Rest your hands by your side for one breath. Bring your hands onto your waist and walk your hands up to your lower ribs so your thumbs are pointing back and the inner edge of your hand is resting against your rib cage. You can also rest your hands flat on the fronts of the ribs if you're not comfortable with the inner edge of your hand on your ribs. Now the diaphragm expands outwards on the sides, back, and front of the body as you breathe in. And as you exhale, the dome of the diaphragm goes up and your hands lightly push your ribs going in. Keep a little pressure in your hands. Inhale, expand the ribs. Exhale, squeeze in. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze in. Inhale, expand. Exhale towards the center line of the body. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze in. Two more. As Still breathing for a count of inhaling for five. And exhaling five. Rest your hands down by your sides for one breath. Place one hand on your navel, one hand in between your heart and the ribs. You can always rest your elbow up on a block or a pillow if you'd like to. Inhale, the belly and chest gently rise. Exhale, everything relaxes down. Inhale for five. Exhale, five. On the next breath, sense your upper back moving into the floor as you breathe in. And exhale, the chest relaxes. This is to sense the lungs that are in the back portion of the body moving as you breathe. We have 60% of our lung tissue in the back and 40% in the front. So in this position in particular, we're sensing how the lungs in the back of the body move as we breathe. We also feel the hands warm and soothing, like self-comforting, resting on our body. The sense of self-soothing. One more. Relax the arms by your sides. One breath here. Now before we sit up, please open your arms to a T-shape. Walk your feet together. Cross your right knee over your left knee. Don't worry about crossing the ankles. And just slowly lower your legs towards the left. Keep your right shoulder down. The palms can face up. Inhale, come to center. Exhale, lower the legs to the left. You can look over your right shoulder if you'd like. Inhale, come up. Towards the left. And inhale, rise back up. Change your legs. Left knee crosses over the right. This is just to release the lumbar a little since we've been lying down for a while. Exhale, lower the legs to the right. Inhale, back up. It also engages the abdominal muscles a little. Exhale, towards the right. Keep your left shoulder down. Inhale, back up. Exhale, towards the right. Turn your head to look over your left shoulder. The knees don't have to come all the way down. This is a gentle lumbar stretch. Breathe here. Inhale, come back to center. Uncross your legs. Bring your left arm over your head and the right hand on the belly. Roll over onto your side. Rest here for a moment. And then push your hand down, coming up to sit. Cross the legs in any comfortable cross-legged position. Bring one hand on the belly, one hand on top of that. And slow breathing into the abdomen. Inhale, the belly fills as the diaphragm flattens. Exhale, the belly comes in as the dome of the diaphragm rises up. Inhale for five. Exhale, 7, or for 5. Inhale, 5. Exhale, 5. Keep breathing in a slow fashion. Remember, we want the chin slightly down and the head slightly pulled back. The ears moving a little bit back towards the shoulders. The spine comfortably straight, so you're sitting a little forward on your sit bones. And the shoulders relaxed. Facial muscles relaxed. The only movement is the belly and the hands. Tune your awareness into the slow movement of the belly outwards as you breathe in. And in as you breathe out. Rest the hands on the knees for a moment. Please bring your hands to your waist. Walk your hands up to your lower ribs. If you're not comfortable with the hands on the lower ribs, keep your hands resting on the lower ribs with your palms flat down. Your thumbs should be pointing towards the back of your body. Now inhale, expand the ribs 360 degrees with the movement of the diaphragm. Exhale, squeezing the ribs a little in. Inhale, expand the ribs. Exhale, squeeze the ribs in. Chin is a little down. Inhale to the lower part of your lungs. Exhale, squeezing in. Inhale to the lower lungs. Exhale, squeezing in. Inhale, expand the ribs out into your hands. Apply gentle pressure as you exhale. Keep that pressure a little as you inhale. And you'll feel the articulation of the movement of your ribs. Slow exhale. Push your thumbs a little bit into the ribs. Last breath, breathe into your thumbs. And exhale, slowly squeezing the ribs in. Rest your hands on the knees for one breath. Relax the shoulders. One hand can come on the belly, one hand between the heart and right below your collarbones. You can change your hands if you'd like to, so you do the opposite direction as when you were lying down. Chin a little down. Inhale, the belly and chest move forward. Exhale, the belly comes in, the chest comes a little down. Inhale, the belly and chest move forward and rise a little up. Exhale, the chest and belly come in. Inhale for 5. Exhale, 5. Inhale, 5. Exhale, 5. Inhale for five. Exhale, five. Please rest your hands down on the knees. One slow breath in and out. Sit quietly just for a moment. Let the breath fall into any natural rhythm. Sense the movement of your breath on the insides of your nostrils. And now we will do the Shitala Dandasana, bringing your hands on the floor behind you. Your fingers can be pointing backwards. Straighten your legs out, letting your legs come apart as wide as your mat, and relax the legs open. And then we will lengthen the lower spine forward and up, like you're lifting your kidneys up towards your front ribs. And then continue to lift your chest forward by pushing your hands down. And as you push your chest forward, if you'd like to, you can lean your head back. If you're not comfortable leaning the head back, keep your chin forward and your chest up. One. Two. Lift the chest. Three. Now we're going to round the lower spine to bring the head forward. Walk your feet together. Come to sit straight, leaning forward a little on the sit bones. Interlace your fingers and push your palms up. Pull your toes back towards your head. Chin a little down. Breathe here three times. One. Two. And three. Exhale the arms down, and then we'll cross the legs, if comfortable, in the opposite direction. Remember that your students can sit up on blocks or pillows. These practices can even be done leaning against a wall or sitting in a chair. Most important thing is our posture is comfortable, so we're not creating a lot of tension in the body while we try to enhance and expand prana. Now begin the single and alternate nostril breathing. Making Nasika Mudra with your right hand, your thumb will press lightly against the outside of your right nostril. Inhale for a count of five. Exhale for five. So this is still abdominal and lower. Through one nostril. So continue inhaling for five. Exhaling five. Inhale five. Exhale five. Inhale five, the belly and solar plexus expand. Exhale five. We'll do one more. Inhale for five, belly and solar plexus expand. Exhale, the solar plexus and belly come in. Rest a hand on the knee. Slow breathing through both nostrils. Noticing any change in the sensation of the breath in the right nostril. Change in sensation in the movement of the belly. Bring your right ring finger to your left nostril. Inhale through the right side. Exhale through the right. Inhale right to the belly. Exhale right. Inhale, belly, solar plexus, lower ribs expand. Exhale, lower ribs, solar plexus, and belly come in. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. Rest the hand on the knee. Slow breathing. Alternate nostril breathing at resonance frequency. Place your thumb against your right nostril. Inhale through the left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Inhale left. Exhale right. Inhale right. Exhale left. Last one. Inhale left. Focus on the belly. Exhale right. Inhale low. Exhale, the belly, lower ribs come down. Rest the hand on the knee. Relax the shoulders. Correct the posture slightly. Slow breathing just for a moment. The tongue is resting gently on the roof of the mouth. One time breathing abdomen, ribs, and upper chest. Exhaling the abdomen, ribs, upper chest. Well, the upper chest comes down first, actually. Now abdomen, ribs, and feel your upper back and upper chest at the same time. Exhale, the upper part of the body comes down first, followed by the lower ribs and belly. Relax the breathing. Stretch your legs out in front of you, and we'll come down to lie on our backs for the relaxation practice. You can do this with your knees bent and your palms facing up, or with your legs straight. We'll do the quick relaxation technique. Bring your hands on the belly. Feel the belly rise and fall 3 times with your breath. And now 3 breaths, you inhale, you're filling yourself with vitality. Exhale, feel that vitality absorbed to every cell of the body. Inhale, filling yourself with prana, nourishment. Exhale, soaking that nourishment in like a sponge. One more inhale and nourishment. Exhale, the body goes into the relaxation response. Rest your hands by your sides. Three times we'll chant the akara, the sound of ah, with the exhalation. The lips only come partly open, and it's just like you're letting go of the breath and vocalizing at the same time gently. Inhale. Ah. Inhale. One more, inhale. Relax the breathing. Feel the calmness and evenness of awareness through the whole body, through the mind, through the nervous system. And please slowly bend your knees one by one. Bring one arm over your head, the other hand on your belly, and exhale, roll to the side where your arm is over your head, resting your belly, rest on the hand. The arm can be straight, or you can bend the arm underneath you. And then we'll come to sit. Any comfortable cross-legged position. Leaning a little forward on the sit bones, bringing the spine gently upright. Chin a little down, shoulders relaxed. Take a moment to notice any centering of awareness from the breathing practices. And then we'll bring the palms together for a closing prayer. Repeating after me, Asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya. Om Shanti together. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Please rub the palms together, make them a little warm. And we'll press the warm palms over the face, over the eyelids. Pull the hands away from the face. Gaze into your open palms. Mentally repeat the sound of Om into your hands one time. Okay, that concludes our practice for today. Thank you very much. And this is just shy of a 40-minute practice. We went through most of the level one practices except for Kapalabhati and Bhastri and Brahmhari. Those will be added on next week. And this is a good place to start with brand new students as well. Some few lying down asanas, some simple pranayamas and breathing practices. And from here, we gradually can increase also the different types of asanas that we can include for the pranayama practices. And that way, you move your body a little, you breathe a bit, and you feel nice and balanced when you're done, and your students will feel the same. Okay, thanks very much. See you in the next class.